What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I know I'm skipping around here a lot, but the corporate media is still fanning up on this thing about Donald Trump talking about letting these people in from these blanky countries. And Tucker Carlson, I really like Tucker Carlson. He has a way of just getting right on down to the core of the issue. And he's saying all Trump did was tell the truth because there are countries that are pretty crummy. Haiti, El Salvador, and Tucker said, this is a direct quote, if we've gotten to the point where we all have to pretend that every country is exactly as nice as every other country, then we're being dishonest. And he's absolutely right. And he goes on to say the people who left those countries left them because they're not nice places to live. So Trump was telling the truth. And again, the reason they're making a big deal over the language that he used or is alleged to have used is to distract Americans from looking at that question. Why are we in any way, shape, or form obligated to allow people to come live in this country who are not going to be a benefit to our society, our culture, and our economy? That's a question I hope all of you will bring up in your discussions when you're talking about this issue. We need a responsible immigration policy. The good people come in, the skilled people come in, the people willing to assimilate to our culture and our laws get to come on in. The gang members stay out. The criminals stay out. The infected stay out. Common sense. Absolute common sense. All right, let's take some phone calls here, and we're going to start with Nathan in Northern California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael, and Happy New Year. I'll make this real brief. It's about Hillary Clinton and her emails.
Yes.
I don't understand. Well, I actually do, but I think we all do. But from a practical point of view, Hillary Clinton has classified emails on one or more of her servers, and she's not been indicted or arrested or whatever. It's like if there's a stolen car in your driveway and the police come by the day after it's stolen and they see your fingerprints all over the door, they see fingerprints inside the car, they see that a screwdriver has been used to jam into the ignition switch. Claire's alibi checks out just fine, but your story is pretty shady about where you were at 6 o'clock at night. You know, it's obvious you did it. And
yes.
The DA says, well, I love Michael's show. You know, we'll let him slide or whatever. But 2 months later, he retires. The new DA comes in and says, I don't know about this kind of nonsense. Get them, you know, and off to jail you go. And while you're in jail, they find fingerprints on two other cars on the other side of the island, and it looks like you were up to some more skullduggery. And, mm-hmm. and you know, the Bundys were in jail for like a year and a half, 2 years. What is
yes.
the problem? It's very simple. It's not about the investigation. The results are there. Why won't they indict her?
Well, because Hillary and Bill Clinton are in a position to literally blackmail the entire United States government. And there were indications last year during the campaign that Hillary was literally sending out messages saying, you know, if any of this stuff comes down, I'll blow the whistle on all the government-sanctioned drug running, gun running, and apparently so many people were caught up in this web of corruption. They're all scared right now. She's got them by the short and curlies. And that's why we continue to see, even with all of this evidence as to what's been going on. And beyond that, of course, I still have my pet theory about what was really going on with the email server and the Clinton Foundation. And if that ever came out publicly, that's a scandal that would discredit and delegitimize the entire government, and it would come crashing down the way the Soviet Union did. So these people who are protecting Hillary, they aren't protecting her because they like her. Most of them absolutely loathe her, but they're protecting themselves.
Right. I agree with you 100%, Michael. I really do. And all I can say is it's raining crime around Jeff Sessions, and, you know, he's like a deer in the headlights. He's doing nothing. And then they keep saying, well,
he's going to get that marijuana. He's going to get those weed heads. Going to get Hezbollah.
Get those weed heads. My goodness, the country's going down the drain if we don't do something about it. Anyway, thank you very much.
The country is going to pot. All right, thanks an awful lot, Nathan. We're going to let you go and switch over to Joe in Rhode Island. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Mike, I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were on the integrity of our voting system nationwide. Donna Brazil, I think that's her first name, Donna Brazil, the Democratic chairwoman there, I think it was wrote a book, or there was information in the local newspaper that Hillary Clinton actually didn't win the Rhode Island primary election. It was actually, what's his name from Vermont?
Bernie Sanders.
And yet there was a discrepancy there. And also, political leaders, I mean, we're questioning even the FBI, the CIA, all the intelligence organizations today. We're seeing it right out in front. The I don't want to say lying, but deceit that's going on. And it's incredible. The whole thing is being exposed. Democrat,
yes.
Republican, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And yet, nobody wants to really dig in and check the integrity of the voting system, which is the most important thing. Before you do anything in this country, you've got to have the integrity of the voting system absolutely sound. It has to be gone through with a fine-tooth comb. If not, Mike, if not, we are living a hellish lie. The whole thing is a lie. And we're trying to instruct the world
right.
If our voting system is off. We're trying to be the leaders of the world. Forget about it.
Well, much of the rest of the world has already stopped following the lead of the United States, and our election system is a joke, and there's nothing new about that. It's been going on for a long time, but with the advent of all the electronic systems, massive election fraud became far easier to commit and far easier to conceal as well, and it really is an absolute shame, and I wish Trump had backed up his Voting Integrity Commission with a little bit more political muscle. The fact that all of these state voting commissions were refusing to cooperate tells us they've got something to hide. And our election system
definitely.
Is a joke. And it's possible to have honest elections. I wrote an article about it that's up at whatreallyhappened.com. But the reason nobody's doing anything about it is because everybody who's in a position of power, Congress or anywhere, they're a beneficiary of the system. It works for them. It keeps them in power. I get calls and emails from people in Arizona all the time saying the only explanation for John McCain staying in the Senate as long as he did had to be election fraud because they didn't know anybody who voted for him. And so, yes, it's a rigged system. And the people who rigged it aren't going to change it because it does what they want to do. And the first thing we need to do is we need to educate all Americans that our current system is deeply flawed and that it is set up to allow elections to be stolen. And when enough Americans get angry about that, then we can perhaps force a change. Of course, I think before that time happens, we're going to see this Soviet Union-style collapse of the federal government, and then we get to restart from scratch and build it up, you know, from the bottom up and make sure that we hardwire a uniform, honest election system all over the country, which includes voter ID, absolutely, because we had that memo that surfaced earlier this week where the Democrats are openly admitting they're relying on the illegal immigrants to vote to win Democratic races.
Yeah, it might. I'll tell you, we can talk about this and we can talk about that and talk about this politician, that. Unless the voting integrity is sound, absolutely without blemish. We're living a lie, Mike.
I agree. You know,
we're living the big lie.
The deep state is just choosing their own leaders, their own puppets, and the American people are totally disenfranchised. That basically says we are living in a dictatorship, like the old Soviet Union. The Soviet Union had elections, but nothing ever changed with those.
And Mike, if that's the case, Mike, if that's the case that we're living a lie, then our kids probably are right. They know what's coming. These young kids sense it. They sense the falsehood,
yes,
the injustice. They sense the whole thing. Their minds are clear of all the clutter that us adults have.
In many ways, yes. Unfortunately, they've been filled up with a bunch of other clutter by Common Core, and they're not actually trained to evaluate the way you and I know how to do. And again, that's by design. Common Core's goal was to make our generation into useful, obedient workers who don't question their reality. Okay?
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right. Happy New Year.
Again.
Have a good weekend. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who've just now rejoined our network. And we're going to take another phone call from Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just trying to figure out where I'm going to volunteer so I can get my free medical care in Kentucky. But no, you was talking about Trump facing a lot of protests in London. And I can't remember, it was Cambridge Analytics or some, a couple of billionaires that money can't buy the type of analytics that they helped him get the Electoral College with, apparently. But there was a story out from Mass Private Eye about Elucid, the 50,000 apps that police are using in, I guess, the state of New York or New York City to monitor the public's sentiment about, opinion about police, how safe they feel or whatever. So you can imagine that the bobbies, the New Scotland Yard, and what is it, MI5 is equivalent to the FBI and MI6
yes,
is equivalent to the CIA, they're probably at
yes,
least as sophisticated about looking at the overall temperament of the people over there. And when the news was flashed on the TV that Trump's coming to dedicate the embassy, they could strategically be monitoring people's sentiments that they got on social media and posted stuff or whatever. I think Facebook did an experiment. The only reason we know about it is that they published it with a California university on how they could filter people's feeds to see if it affected their attitude or their posts, public, positive or negative. So I think they've been increasingly scientifically looking at public opinion and manipulating it. So they know it's probably a little dangerous for Trump to go over there. It's just going to cause a lot of ruckus.
Well, that's certainly been very obvious, and they didn't need to do much scanning of social media because there have already been a lot of people just out there in public just saying, I don't want Trump to come here. And there's this big stink, of course, over the upcoming royal wedding that I guess Trump is still not invited to. So our special relationship with Great Britain is under strain.
Well, but you know how they can amplify opinions that they want to amplify and try to influence the public. But a lot of times the public doesn't go for it. If the large mass of people out in flyover country just don't give a crap about what people in New York say, then they can put all this junk on CBS all day long, and it's not going to change, how it plays in Peoria. They'll just blow
we
it
saw
off
that last year during the election. The corporate media was fully on board with Hillary Clinton. They were in full attack mode against Donald Trump. Everything was being rigged to favor Hillary Clinton, but the American people still voted Trump into that White House. And that's a real reason why they're in such a panic to get rid of him. Donald Trump is proof that they're losing control of this system. They've enjoyed total, complete control of the media and the elections for decades now, going back at least as far as the Clintons. And for an outsider to get on in, it was a shock. And even the GOP hates Trump because he's a symbol. They lost control of their own party. They were not able to choose the candidate.
It's not really a precedent, though. And, you know, the party split quite a bit before the Republican Party was even formed. I forget the names of the parties. You know, Antebellum America had two different, Tories and, I think it was two different parties during the Revolution than there was in the
There was a lot more than that. Anybody could get together and form a political party, and there were dozens and dozens. The two-party system was arrived at to lower the cost of bribery to corporations, where instead of having to give campaign donations to eight candidates to bypass the will of the voters, you only have to donate money to two candidates to bypass the will of the voters. And that is the main reason why third-party challenges are placed at such a disadvantage. The rules are set up to make it much harder for a third party to get in there on the ballot in the first place, let alone get elected. It's another way the system is rigged.
The last billionaire to get anywhere was, Ross Perot with his graphs and charts and his vice president that said, "Why am I here?" And it was just basically, they played him being stupid, but he was asking the people, "Why am I up here? If these two parties are doing their job, we wouldn't be up here." And of course, they took that and destroyed the campaign with that. And then they destroyed Pat Choate, and they did a number on For the People Radio Network, just kind of like they did with the Tea Parties back then, when Pat Choate became the running mate for Ross Perot. Man, they just trashed.
Remember when Anderson ran as a third party candidate, and they just chopped him up.
I'm trying to remember that. What was his first
back
name?
Back in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, I'm probably paying too much attention back then. I might have actually voted for Reagan. I don't remember.
Anderson came after Reagan.
Oh, okay. So he ran against H.W.? Probably?
No. You know something? I'm sorry. I thought you meant voted for Reagan for governor. No, Anderson would have been. But you know something? I'm going to look it up on WikiLeaks.
Okay? Yeah, I can't remember. I know the name. Back. I mean, it's vague, but I remember voting for Charles Collins because I just was so disgusted with everything. He was a superintendent of some Georgia public school, and he actually got on the ballot in a lot of states in the early 90s. And that was the last president I actually voted for, I think, was Charles Collins. I didn't even vote for Ross Perot. I was just so disgusted with everything.
Well, anyway. I can understand that. I mean, I have just I don't vote anymore. It just seems to encourage the bastards.
Exercise in futility, it seems.
It is. I'm sure that somebody votes on my behalf, though, because that's the American way.
Or several down at the cemetery may vote anyway. So
that's true. Talk to you later. Absolutely. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch on over to Mark in Philadelphia. And Mark, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to bring up, the previous callers talking about, how we're in such shape politically. There's a couple things I want to mention to you, Michael. I don't know if you've watched the series called Boardwalk Empire.
I looked at it a little bit. I'm not really big on mafia movies. I mean, obviously, I watched the Godfather franchise and everything. But I understand there is organized crime, despite what J. Edgar Hoover used to say. And it does entangle itself with the government. We saw that especially during Prohibition.
Well, and even more importantly, and the other thing I want to mention to you is if you can get a hold of Art here in Philadelphia, he's been on Rick Adams' show on the weekend. I don't know if John Stepmiller can facilitate you getting a hold of Art. But you should have a long conversation with Art. Art is from Philadelphia. He's my elder. He's
okay, Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. Mark, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And once again, if you would like to support Republic Broadcasting and keep us on the air, the postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone on in and become a recurring subscriber, the number is 800-724-2719. 2719 extension 03. Thank you. So we're going to go back to Mark in Philadelphia. We're talking about organized crime, which has been around for a very, very long time. We're talking about politics, which has been around for a long time, and the fact that they do interact quite a bit. Again, going back to the Godfather movie franchises, the Godfather is always talking about how they own this judge or this police person. And unfortunately, people in politics are for sale. Aaron Russo used to say politicians would sell their own mother for a dollar. And that is unfortunately another. That's why they go into politics, so they can hang out the for sale sign. And so there's no surprise that there's a tremendous amount of overlap. We know that the Central Intelligence Agency basically partners with organized crime for certain operations, such as trying to get Fidel Castro. So, Mark, what more do you want to tell us?
Okay, so on that note, I refer you to Art, if you can personally contact him and talk to him, for really keen detail on the mafias in America, and principally a certain mafia that actually is the intellectual part of the mafias, and it became so, and it's some of this is given away in the series, and I would encourage you to watch it and study it, the social dynamic reveal. So, because I've watched it twice. Now, it's so interesting that coincidentally, to watching that series, right after I watched it, I met an older man here in the Philadelphia area. He's a walking history book. He's 81 years old, and it turned out that his father was a bodyguard for the head of the mafia of Philadelphia. Now, he told me, he says, look, Mark, he says, you know, Philadelphia police force was not only the most corrupt in the mid-Atlantic region or the most corrupt in the United States, they were known around the world to be the most corrupt police force. Now, why is that? Mm-hmm. Because they helped unload the rum that was coming off, you know, the whiskey that was coming off the boats that was coming up the Delaware River. They were guarding it and unloading it. So this was a central key area for the prohibition, you know, the speakeasies and all that, the rum running. Okay? So, and so what happened is this guy named Meyer Lansky, he was up and coming, and he was a genius. He was a business and logistical genius, okay? And that's how it ended up that he started influencing the other mafias and in ways that would make them a whole lot of money, and so they started paying attention to him. And that's what also propped up the Jewish mafia. Now, when most Americans think of mafia in the United States, what do they think of? They think of the Italian mafia.
Yeah.
The movie industry portrays the mafia is the mafia. Well, there were several mafias. There was the Irish mob, and then there was the Italian mob, and then there's the much lesser known Jewish mob. So so there's a lot of good detail in there. And that mob, the Jewish mob, controlled Philadelphia, hands down. And so anyway, and the whole prohibition thing, and it's portrayed in the series, it was a setup. They wanted the law to go into effect because they could grab a hold of something that everybody would demand, and they could charge it premium prices, and then they could, and then the government officials were in on the deal because they could get a lot of payoffs, you know. And it's portrayed in the series very well, and I'm surprised that they gave up some of those secrets. And by the way, here's another key point. Whose idea was it to bring heroin into the United States? The Italian mob and the Irish mob, they didn't want to have anything to do with it. They thought it would destroy their customer base. Now, think about that.
Yes.
Right?
That's even portrayed in the Godfather movie, in the first one.
Right. But you know who it was, whose idea it was? And he did it secretly behind his partners' backs. That would be the Irish mob and the Italian mob. He did it behind their backs, and he snuck in heroin coming up through Tampa Bay where the rum was coming out of Cuba. So he was sneaking in heroin in the shipments of the alcohol. And when the Irish mobster, Enoch Thompson, out of Atlantic City, found this out, he had him on his knees, and he's going to send him to the grave. But he let him off several times. So that was where the idea for importing heroin is. So, Lansky was a genius. He was a business genius, but here's the part. He was evil genius, and he didn't give a damn about human life or anybody. If it wasn't making him any money, he would easily do away with people. So, but he was a genius, give him that.
Okay.
And then, so there's a lot of, there's a big, deep root system here where these gangsters made a lot of money. Back then it was a lot of money. And even by today's standards, a boatload of money. So
yeah, and then after Prohibition, they started buying their way into the political system, like the Kennedy clan. All right, well, listen, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to do another commercial break, and I got other callers waiting on the line. So we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The tower's in
your house. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phone lines now. Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, thank you for waiting so patiently. And what is on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Hey,
doing
a previous caller on the mafia. Yeah, I think Hillary Clinton, Obama, and Bush won up that evil genius guy, though.
I was going to make a comment to that effect. Well, evil geniuses are all over the place, unfortunately. The only real difference between those in government and those in organized crime is the ones in organized crime have committed crimes which prevent them from running for office. But then they try and get their children to run for office. And again, that goes back to the Kennedy clan, where after Prohibition was over and old Joe Kennedy was insanely rich, he spent that money getting his 3 sons into politics.
Mike, I came in late to listen to you, Dom. What do you make of this NPR woman calling Trump a Nazi terrorist and the immigration services Gestapo, and Trump, saying what he said, or if he did say partially, or I mean, this is... Why can't everybody just Trump needs to do one thing. Shh, be quiet. Do your job or try to get some things done. You know, everything's falling apart in this country, Mike. I mean, it's bizarre. It's like one thing after another.
Well, you're absolutely right. What's going on with the lady at NPR and a lot of other people in the media is they're trying to make it look like what Trump said was shocking, because right now the average American person is looking at this immigration issue. They're seeing what's happening in Europe, and they're saying, yes, there has to be a responsible immigration policy where there is a process by which people come into the United States. They're vetted. We make sure that they're going to be a benefit to society, and then we welcome them in with open arms. And those who are not good people, we send away. But the globalists are out there trying to just keep this flood of people crossing borders anywhere they can. They can't make a rational argument why we should allow MS-13 gang members and people with contagious diseases, people fleeing prosecution into our country. So all they can do is stand there and scream, you're a Nazi, you're Hitler, you're racist, you're this, you're that. And be, trying to just basically win through sheer volume, just shouting him down. And they're trying as hard as they can to basically not allow the American people to evaluate this issue on its merits.
Yeah, this is why we're a declining empire, Mike. That's partially, and also, if you look, yeah, those areas like Africa, there's some nice spots. But if you look, China at least is going in there to build up infrastructure and stuff. That's how you bring prosperity to people. You know, look at, we created the crap holes in the Middle East, right? I mean, Iraq,
yes.
Libya, and not all of Syria, you know, but a portion of it.
Most of it.
A crap hole.
Most of it.
Yeah. Due to our, not just meddling, but imperialist tendencies. And, you know, we created the mess there. And we also created the mess in Africa, and so did Britain and France. You know, the big four there, they're all to blame. You know, I mean, it's just sad. Like, I mean, the money we spent on all these weapons and stuff could have built up infrastructure in Africa and, you know, had mining industries there. And,
well, what
and
about infrastructure here? I mean, if you're going to have a working, functioning economy, you have to create an environment and an infrastructure and where people can trade their skills and labor for money to pour into that economy. And as our infrastructure continues to deteriorate, people are having a harder time getting to work if they're lucky enough to have a job. Trucks are having a harder time delivering products. They're wearing out their tires and vehicles a lot faster. The support isn't there for America to go back to work. Let's spend the money there.
That leads me to my next point, Mike, and you're absolutely right, is what's the deal with Sam's Club all of a sudden closing their doors? I know not all of them.
Well,
they're going to close
all of them in the next
15 days, right?
Yeah, they're closing a whole bunch of them. It was without any warning whatsoever. And I've just found out that our local Sam's is still open, at least for the immediate future. But we had this story we ran up here. A town up in Alaska has fallen victim to the big box in that Sam's Club came on in. The small local businesses went out of business. They're all dependent on Sam's Club, and now it's going to be closing later this month. And so they're now in a panic where they've got no place to go to get the supplies for their business other than to order it air freight from the lower 48, which is going to drive their costs through the roof. So it is. We're starting to see the system come apart.
And you know what's sad, Mike? These companies want you to give, you know, let us know 2 weeks in advance when you're going to leave so we can replace you. And these guys, they'll just, you know, put a notice on the door the day you show up for work. I mean, they just don't give a crap. You know, oh, our portfolio, you know, and this or that. I mean, they just don't give a crap about the average worker. They never did.
Well, when
and
you
it's not just Walmart.
When you have a huge surplus of potential workers out there, all the millions of unemployed Americans, all the millions of unemployed immigrants, all the millions of unemployed refugees, business owners feel that they can get away with this kind of thing. If you're going to complain, fine, go away. There's somebody else waiting to take the job.
And let me tell you, Sam's Club has a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people that work there. They're all going to be at what? On unemployment for a while? And, you know, if that's, you know, like you said, the big box store is the only thing you got in the town because all the smaller stores, you know, pulled out, then you're screwed, basically.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to be living in communities where you cannot get the things that you need to get. And even here in Hawaii, we're already at a point where more and more of what I need to keep this studio operating, I have to order from the mainland. I have to be thinking weeks and weeks ahead, and sometimes it can take a month for a package from the mainland U.S. to get to our home. And that, to me, is not a smoothly functioning system. So, it does feel like it's coming apart.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, we were talking earlier in the show about Paul Craig Roberts and estimates by scientists that if the Soviet Union or Russia were to detonate just 10% of their respective nuclear arsenals, it would be sufficient to end all life on Earth, on the beach for real. And so we're looking down here at this article from Global Research called Fukushima Darkness. And it's basically saying that while TEPCO and the government of Japan are saying we're going to clean this mess up and we're going to decommission the plant, first of all, they're saying it's going to take decades to fully decommission and clean up the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. And it's going to cost basically almost $200 billion is the current estimate. And we know that that's going to go up. But here is the problem. The radiation, starting all the way back when the reactors blew, has been pouring into the oceans and into the atmosphere. And it's basically all over the world right now. And you get it starts to accumulate, bioaccumulate in plants. Claire and I have given up eating seafood because we don't know where it's coming from. But the fact is that given enough time, any of these nuclear accidents could prove to be an extinction-level event. We don't know how many of today's cancers and leukemias resulted from all the above-ground nuclear testing in the 40s and 50s. We do know that it did happen because of the Nevada test, where they marched a bunch of soldiers into the aftermath of the bomb, simulating a nuclear breach in the enemy's lines. And those soldiers all spent the rest of their life with cancers and leukemia. If you get contaminated, not just exposed, exposure comes and goes, like a chest x-ray. If you get contaminated, if these particles are ingested or inhaled, they stay there and they radiate continuously, and it's only a matter of time. And the mess from Fukushima is, it's just everywhere. And we have our radiation detector and we keep an eye out. But yeah, this stuff takes a very long time to go away. Some of those isotopes last millions of years. All right. Here's another story of police overreach. This is from Clark County up in Washington State. And apparently, there was this family suffered a home invasion by the police who took their children away from them. The adults were assaulted by the police. The female was choked to unconsciousness. And apparently these were officers with the Vancouver Police Department. And it looks like they got swatted because, according to the family, a call was made from Kentucky claiming there was a domestic dispute. So officers were dispatched to the house. And the caller, the swatter, stated that the woman's hands, her name was Stephanie, were broken. So the police dispatch basically said violence on the scene, wife has been injured. But on the tapes of the police dispatch, the police are acknowledging there were no injuries to the wife's hands or elsewhere, but the police really didn't care. They just went on in, they were just marching around, and after more than an hour of politely asking the police to leave, Ilya began filming, Ilya Petrenko. And the entire time, the couple is demanding to see a warrant. And they're told by the police that they don't have to have one. And the police insisted something had to be wrong. And because of the suspicion of domestic abuse, they had a right to enter the house without a warrant, believing the welfare of the child or mother was in jeopardy. but everyone was fine. The only people posing a threat to the Petrenko family were these police officers. And so apparently Stephanie was assaulted. They put her in a chokehold until she lost consciousness. And they took the children away. And it's, the children are still not being returned. Even though there was a family member who wanted to take the children were giving over to Child Protective Services. And apparently when it was all over, the police officers confiscated her iPhone and erased all evidence of their shocking abuse of power, including the statement that no warrant was needed to forcibly enter the home. What they were not aware of was the video had already been uploaded to the cloud, and that's why it's out there for people to look at. Now, I remember a story a little while ago. The school board president for Vermilion Parish in Louisiana, the school boards basically had a meeting in which the teachers were complaining that not only had they not received any pay raises in a reasonable amount of time, they questioned a rather major pay raise given to their boss. And there were words, and it wound up with the teacher being basically handcuffed and taken on out. And apparently ever since then, the school board's office has been hit with a whole bunch of death threats. Apparently, some as far away as England, South America, and Australia. And the school board's office has had to go on lockdown. And apparently, the FBI is now investigating. There's a lot of anger and tension out there. A lot of people, we've reached the breaking point. That's the thing that worries me the most. We've reached the breaking point. All it's going to take is one more thing. It's going to start happening. Okay, let's get back to the Bundy case. The Bundy case was all about land. The Bundy case was not about the desert turtle. It was not about grazing rights. It was not about any of that stuff. It was about land, about driving the Bundys out of business so the ranch land could be seized without paying a fair price for it. And this went all the way back basically to 2013. And as you know, the case has been thrown out of court for prosecutorial misconduct. It was dismissed with prejudice. The Bundys cannot be tried again. They spent a year in jail. They're free now. The government spent a quarter of a billion, with a B, of your tax dollars going after the Bundys in terms of all the money spent during the standoff, all the equipment and everything had to be sent on out there. Sniper teams, undercover informants, surveillance cameras, quarter of a billion dollars. They could have bought the ranch for a lot less. Okay. All right, let's take a phone call. Naysay in northern Minnesota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Bonjour, Neen, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. A couple questions in the preface of all of this. How many days are in a lunar month calendar? Do you remember that in astronomy?
I think it would be 28 per month. And
correct.
You know, I know that the
technically it's 28.5 in a lunar calendar month because it correlates with a woman's menstruation period. However, if you look at 2018 and you look at January 1st, we have a full moon on the 1st. So when would the next full moon be if it's 28 days? However, if you look at the calendar, it says the next full moon is January 31st. Now, this is also called a once-in-a-blue-moon. So then
yes,
we have February, which has 28 days in it, except on a leap year, and you would think there would be one full moon in that 28-day period, calendar month. No, there is not. And then again in March, we have a full moon on the
1st of
March.
Okay, can I back you up a little bit? Can I back you up a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Part of the confusion stems from the fact that the beginning and the end of the lunar day doesn't line up with the beginning and end of the day in whatever time zone you happen to be. And by the way, that second eclipse on the 31st will also second full moon on the 31st will also have an eclipse. We're going to see it from right here in Hawaii. So that's what makes it such a rare event, an eclipse of a blue moon. But the days don't really line up. So that's why you're going to see occasionally there's going to be an offset that doesn't quite line up with the Gregorian calendar.
But that's impossible. It's impossible for it to go from 28 days, because if you look at the full moon of December, it occurred on the 3rd of December, causing a 28-day calendar moon cycle, as it should be. And then
okay,
in January,
we
have two full moons.
We're running out of time. What's your point?
The point is that these calendars are made 9 months in advance, and the powers that should not be are continuously trying to keep us out of sync and away from the natural cycles of the indigenous people.
I'm sorry. The calendars are trying to follow the natural events, and they don't do a perfect.
They don't do a good job.
That's why we have leap years.
Michael.
Okay.
Go
thank you very much for the phone call. We got to let you go. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there is no evil intent in the fact that our calendars and timekeeping are not perfectly matched to the cosmos. That's our failings more than anything else. Obviously, before there was timekeeping, everybody lived in sync with the natural rhythms, sunrise, sunset, passage of the moon, and many life forms are synced to the lunar cycle. Many fish in the ocean will basically stay deep during the full moon and come shallow when it's new moon to avoid being eaten. But the artificial imposition of some kind of a marking of days and dates was necessary, certainly for early agriculture, to try and predict when the planting was going to be. And the reason everybody settled on a clock that was based on noon rather than sunrise and sunset had to do with early map making and cartography. And so we started readjusting our lives around these artificial constructs. And they're not perfect. That's why we have leap days and leap seconds. But it's the best that we can do, in part because these cycles slowly change over time. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Larry in Washington, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, when you were talking about John Anderson.
Yes.
That was first Reagan.
Okay.
And why I remember this is because when Reagan was running, I was a state representative for the Young Republicans, and I put something on the state floor about the investigation of Congress into the powers of the CFR and the Trilateralist exerting on Congress. Mm-hmm. And if you remember correctly, back then, in Florida, where they had the National Convention, there were signs being walked up and down the aisles, no CFR or Trilateralist, because at the meeting in the state, John Anderson was a member of the Trilateralist. And we had an open debate about that. And that's why I remember John Anderson.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting story.
Okay, bud, that's all I have to say.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, let's see. Boy, there's a lot of stuff coming on in here. Let's talk about the flu. It's hit 46 states. The epidemic is widespread. Britain especially has been hit with the Aussie flu, the Japanese flu, and now apparently there is a third flu called the French flu. And they are really in trouble over there. The hospitals are jammed. And of the three, apparently the Aussie flu is the worst. That's the H3N2. It's a particularly deadly variety. And hospitals are starting to run out of Tamiflu. Which, here's the problem I have with that. They gave Claire Tamiflu when she first got the flu. It didn't work. They had to change medications before they got a positive result. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.